He's a fucking dinosaur.
You can't just say that.
And I'm like, just fuck off.
Hi, welcome to the Discount Podcast. I am your host, Anton Wicklund. With me, Joe VFA.
Yo.
Mike Larson.
What's up?
And that's it. It's the last episode of the season. If you just came in now, there's a whole bunch of shit you're missing, so go do that.
You can follow the breadcrumbs back to the beginning.
Fuck yeah.
Also, because I'm going to do it right this one time, the last episode. So we are watching episode 3 of All Elite Wrestling Season 1. Dynamite. Forgot to mute it this time. So we're almost there. Well,
that's
there.
Just proof that we're actually watching it.
Yeah, what you heard was the music starting up, which means we're just starting it. So the episode's starting. We're watching AEW.
Yeah, look, we did one thing right.
Fucking buckle up.
Took a whole season.
It's going to be a bumpy night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a rough 5 minutes, and then...
Yeah, so...
I have that effect on people.
We are taking a hiatus after this episode. We'll do a Christmas episode that we can put out on Christmas so that people that don't want to do family things or have to can like listen to that.
You can put one earbud in, just listen to us.
Yeah. Or maybe show your family. Weed out the week. Let's see who's up
put
to the
cut.
Put a
clear line between the boomers and the millennials.
Yeah, fucking throw a whole wrench in there.
A whole ass wrench?
Whole fucking wrench. But this will be the last weekly. And we haven't explained why we're taking the hiatus, so I'm going to let Mike take that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
do you want to lead in? Would that help?
I mean, yeah, no. If you want to.
Would that actually help?
I just roll.
Okay, you do that.
Whatever. As I'm sure, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 people in the group know. Because I don't know who reacted to that post, because I didn't. I posted it and left it the fuck alone.
Right.
My younger brother that had been sick for the longest time during this podcast passed away on the 15th, November 15th, for those of you who might be listening to this in the future. And, yeah, that was obviously really shitty.
Usually.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's almost 100% of the time. That's just a really bad time. But no, I'm drunk. Leave me alone.
He's had 2 seltzers. It's off the rails.
1.5.
It's insanity.
I'm wildly coherent. No. But no.
Fucking he did. I was drinking. I'm sorry.
You interrupted him as he delivered it. It sounds like the way and now that it actually is the way I've heard somebody died before.
Well, I was actually talking about Christopher Daniels.
Oh, well, look at that. He's also dead.
He got his shit fucked up. But what did he have? His Wegener's granulomatosis is what made him so weak and not able to do anything, and then he went septic in December like we talked about.
Yeah.
And then he just never really got better. Like, his heart was just so weak it couldn't actually make a comeback. And then he went septic again that Wednesday before the 15th, so the 13th or whatever. And he was just wiped. Like, he was on machines all day Thursday. And then when we went up there Thursday night, they had just done whatever procedure, like, something where they, like, basically vented his lungs through his... arteries in his legs, and we got there as they were transferring him from whatever procedure room into the ICU that he was going to be in, and that was basically just a wrap, because he was on dialysis, a lung machine, they had a balloon in his heart, Like,
All organs were now robots?
Yeah, he was performing no basic bodily functions on his own. And I just left at, like, 5. I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to bowling because I can't. Like, we can't do anything, which that's what drives me the most insane, when you're just like, well, literally can't help.
Right.
No amount of money is going to solve this problem, even if I had it.
Yeah, like, there's just actually nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to go to bowling, fuck it, I'm out.
Did you bowl okay?
I shot 760, which is weird. Because, like, the whole night I'm, like, just texting my parents, like, what's, you know, just getting updates. And so, and that's, like, the people I was bowling with are just like, are you... So who's the chick? And I'm like, just fuck off.
har.
We're here to throw balls. Let's just throw balls, dude.
It's like, I'm just here to bowl and be distracted for at least 3 hours. And then I just went home. I was like, I'm not going back there. Because that's like, both my parents just like, they tried explaining it to me, that whole last 3 hours thing. And I'm like, don't. That's why I left. Like, I didn't want to see him hooked up to every fucking machine imaginable.
Right.
Just literally laying there doing nothing. Because, in fairness, he was, like, basically just in a coma, not at all coherent in any capacity, all day Thursday, and then Friday, when at 2 in the morning, whenever they actually took him off the machines and let him go. It was just, like, felt nothing, just... Because my mom was, like, saying how she, like, hey, wanted to hold his hand as they were taking the machines off, but it was like they turned off the machines and gone.
Right.
And she's like, what? You want to run that by me again? And they're like, hey,
fuck. That's how that works.
Well, yeah, like, it's just machines.
It's like none of his basic body functions were being done by his own body, so.
You know, it's like turning off a game system and being like, what do you mean it's off?
I wanted to feel it cool down. Like, no, it's just gone. Like,
the end.
I wanted to hear it like an old TV. Kind of wore down, yeah.
But yeah, that was obviously shitty. But the weird thing was, when I went in there Friday, whatever the fuck, because I just went home and slept, but I woke up at like 3:30, because obviously, and just saw the text from my dad saying, you know, he's gone, 2:04 in the morning to help. And I'm like, oh, great. This is cool. I'm just going to lay here and cry for an hour and a half.
Remember I woke up and I had a snap from you and it said however many hours ago and I did the math and I just like didn't even like want to open it. Like, I know. I know.
Yeah, because it was from like 3:45 in the morning.
Yeah, it was like Mike snapped me at 3:30 in the morning and he wasn't playing Minecraft last I talked to him, so yeah, I know what this is.
There can only be one type of news available.
Yeah, I was just morning. Like, he doesn't go out and drink. Shockingly, he didn't that evening.
Well, yeah, because that was, like I said, when I went in there Friday morning, I think it was the afternoon, actually, when I got there, because I had sent Lauren, because she'd been the one asking me that night what was going on, like, because I left work early, so she was just trying to figure out what was going on, and I'm like, wish I could have any news other than fuck for you, but that's kind of where we're at. So I had sent her a snap as well as being like, hey, not coming in. Obviously, this is why.
Right, fight me. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she was like, yeah, fuck it. Don't even, like, whatever. Don't even dare. Like, don't call. Don't do anything. I'll take care of it, whatever. But I went in there because technically my boss had sent me a message saying, like, yeah, you know, take as long as you need, whatever. Obviously, can't even imagine, not gonna try, just you do you. And I went in there and I'm like, no, put me back on the schedule on Monday, because I'm not just sitting around fucking moping about it all week. That just drives me insane.
That's I'm really awesome, 100%
the same way.
That you got management like that. It's just like, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Like, don't worry about it. Because a lot of places don't have that shit, so that's really cool that they were just like, yep, take your time.
No, I had like three to four different occasions where somebody extremely close to me had died, and I found out, like,
in, like, on a the break, to it, yeah.
Like, in a text. Once was a Facebook post, because the person didn't know I also knew them and was really close with them, and it was just, like, awful happenstance. Or we had never discussed we were both really close with this person, and I just kind of got it and was like, can I go home? I have some shit to work through. And they were like, can't you just finish your shift? I'm like,
can't you just eat my entire ass right like, now?
The whole ass. Which, oddly enough, today while I was training, one of the shift leads and her first cousin work at the store. And I had headphones on because I was doing, like, training with audio. But she came, like, rushing in the office, checks her phone, and she just starts wailing. And I'm like, man, it's like seeing a, like, past mirror. That's probably not good. And then she kind of just takes off into a hallway and starts, like, going, no, no, no. And I was like, fuck. All right. This is a weird thing to witness as somebody who barely knows this person. So just like kept the headphones on, even though there was no audio. So I'm like, you do you, pretend I can't hear you. We're probably both better off this way. So her cousin was also working. She pages her and she's like, what's up? And of course, all audio cuts out in my ears at that point. She goes, I think grandma's gone. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, the typical me. Oh.
Yeah, just, oh, okay. Like, wishing the training would kick in with more audio. Like, no thank you.
Mix volume just, 11, I don't know, fuck.
Make noises, please. But they were like, just go. And both of them were like, but like, then we're missing two people and a short staff when, as you know, Saturday evenings is like a whole ass thing.
Right.
And so they're losing a shift lead and somebody else who was supposed to do the Saturday evening project. And one of the other shift leads was like, I'm going to get somebody else in. I'll stay until they can get there. Just go. And because they were like, I'm not sure if she's being rushed to the hospital because she's gone or not. Because I have three different texts that say different things. Either she collapsed or she's dead. I have to leave.
Either way. Yeah. Regardless.
Either way, I got to go. And I was like, well, it's oddly convenient to see considering the topic of discussion for the evening. Okay. And I just kept, like, trying to act like I couldn't hear anybody, because I'm just like...
Fuck, don't move your eyes, don't move your eyes.
Yeah, like, I was just like, I'm, like, clicking around and acting like I'm totally, like, engrossed in this, like...
They're watching her, just, like, wildly moving a mouse.
Count the keys on the keyboard.
Look, it's the entire alphabet. That's just
clicking random shit. It's doing nothing.
Yeah. Oh, there's the corner of the computer. Wow, I've never really... Huh.
Yeah. Came to the point where at some point I was just like on my phone while also doing training, so no matter what, my eyes were here, and I clearly was just in my own world. And I was just like, I'm not. And a couple of times, like, because the headphones are like older, you know, over the years, so you can hear if noise is coming out of them. Yeah. So I know that this is not working, but at the same time, I'm like,
an effort is being made.
Trying to mime my way into letting you feel comfortable because it's like the one place in the store where you can, like, just sit there and, I don't know, hyperventilate for a while. So I'm just like, do I take off, like, one headphone? Just go, girl, you good? Because, like, I honestly don't know your fucking name, and I know you're not good, so I'm not the person to ask that right now. So instead I just fucking sat there and was just like, this is incredibly awkward. Because at some point there were, like, five people standing behind me discussing this, and they're like, no. Fuck everybody else. You go.
You should have just turned around real shitty and whipped off one ear of them, like, I'm trying to do training. Can you fuck off, please?
Listen, I'm trying to learn complex things right now.
Well, but, I mean, obviously, it goes without saying, I'm sorry about your brother. That sucks. I know that's not, like, the greatest thing to say, but that's I'm bad at this, so
it's, what do you want? Well, yeah. I mean, like, sucks. What can... That's... Whatever my dad posted, I was just like, I didn't know you were capable of doing that in the first place. But also, when he posted it, because it was, like, borderline in that moment that he just posts this fucking novel. I'm like, I did not know you had this in you, and what?
I mean, if he was still in shock, you never know what you're capable of when you're in shock, so.
I'm just glad I wasn't there, because I now know of two instances where my dad was crying. One is at his mom's memorial service. And obviously that night at the hospital with Logan, and I'm like, I'm glad I wasn't there, because that would have just fucking killed me. And would have been worse. Just that much worse, just like...
Yeah, like, it's one thing to have it happen, it's another to see, like, such a visceral reaction.
Like, my dad, the dude who I legit hit in the shin full force with the edge of a dry erase board, and nothing out of him other than, what the fuck was that? Like, nothing. Like, took a chunk out of his fucking leg, and it was just like, what was like, that?
You little shit. What
Why would fuck? You do that? That's very rude, as he's, like, bleeding down to his ankle. Mm-hmm.
Knock that shit off.
So, could you not? Could you? And then, yeah, just that, and I was like, I'm glad I wasn't there. Didn't see Logan, because my mom was trying to, like I said, they were trying to explain, like, fuck off, don't.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I don't need that image. Like, I like the one I have. I mean, I don't, but it's good enough. It's like, better than that.
Yeah,
that was, the whole thing was weird. The weirdest thing about that entire situation, other than obviously him being 22 and dying from bullshit, but just after I had posted that, all the people that I've never talked to since, like, bowling, like, not once have I talked to them, which is just more on me because I'm just a fucking loner, that's whatever, but they just started sending me, like, oh, I remember this, blah, 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 with Logan. I'm like, nope. Not reading that. You fuck right off right now. I'm not. I don't need this.
I thought the funny thing was, because I, before you made the post, like, told a couple of people that I knew definitely were, like, I know he's not going to tell me because he doesn't want the fucking bullshit. So, like, if the thing happens, can you let me know so I don't have to bother him? And I'm like, it's good that we all know Mike well enough to be like, can we circumnavigate the communication thing so I don't have to make him feel obligated? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And then I told a couple of people and all of them were like, that's a shame. He was a hell of a bowler. And I was like, oh my God, how can I get that same reaction three different times?
Hell of a bowler.
Hell of a bowler.
Hell of a bowler.
And I was just like, I didn't even really know him. I only knew him through Mike, but I feel like somehow both him and Mike would totally accept that being the first thing people say.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Just like shit, the vengeful spirit rising out of him, and someone's like, hey, there's a hell of a bowler. Oh, and he's just like, oh thank God. I fuck off, thank you.
I don't have to murder anybody or haunt anyone. So in fact, good. I'm going to cross right now.
Bye.
How many hell of a bowlers was that? Four? Holy fuck, I'm out. I'm
I good. Figured there'd be two.
Just every week. Just damn. Hell of a bowler. Just, I mean, you know, I mean, what can you say? Hell of a bowler.
That's it. And if, like, I get that many when I'm gone, fuck, hey.
You could get people being like, you're such an asshole, and you'd be like, oh,
it'd be me, yes. Just like hand to chest, off, oh, like, thank you, yes.
Him in that goddamn hat. I don't get it. I still don't get it.
Who's wearing those obnoxious ass fucking shoes so proudly?
I bought it into the kayfabe of it. Like, I bought the hat. I just ran with it. Yeah, that's Hobbs. He's a literal dinosaur. It's Luchasaurus. It's fine.
Two times on my head. It's fine. It's why my neck hurts.
It's all fine. I don't know.
Yeah, just, you know, obviously shitty, but honestly, it was worse just all week, everyone being like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, yeah, you know, thank you, but just fuck off.
That's why I just tried to hit you with the one real early. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll let him.
Oh,
I'm just going to leave him to fuck alone.
I think I talked about almost everything else under the sun with him for, like, I don't know, like 2 days before we actually addressed it. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to be that asshole. I mean, at least you don't have to watch him, like, in pain and crawling across the floor anymore.
Yeah, because that's what I was telling people at work. And I'm like, honestly, as fucking terrible as it's probably going to sound coming from me less than a week after he's gone, it's like, honestly, he's better off. Like, he really is, because he was never going to get better. Some shit with his heart being that weak, like, even getting a transplant, there's no guarantee that A, it's going to take, and then B, that it's going to make a difference, because his whole body's fucked anyway, because of the disease. So, granted, it was the infection in his, just him being septic for the second time in less than a year, like, you're fucked. You can't, it's not much you can do about it. Because that was the first time the doctors were like, yeah, if he wasn't 22, he would have just died the first time last year in December.
He's hanging on by sheer elasticity at this point.
Yeah, because I don't know who I sent that text to, someone was asking me how things were going, and I was like, I've never heard the words hanging by a thread used more times. In a 10-minute span.
Right.
I'm like, could you fucking not? You're doctors. What the fuck? Not that they were talking to me, but it's like, even worse with parents. So, like, are you fucking kidding me?
So I mean, was telling that to doctors are really bad at that sometimes.
Because, I mean, the guy that was, whatever, looking at, whatever rash on his leg was, like, perfectly, like, here's the thing, I'm gonna answer any questions you have, whatever, and then, like, the nurse lady was just like, because, like, my mom just lost her shit immediately, obviously.
Yeah.
But she was like, well, there's a chaplain around, and I'm just immediately, I'm like, ooh, don't, nobody needs this. Here, nobody here needs this, let me clarify. Nobody
in this situation needs that.
Like, thank you for trying, but no. We're good. I just went and got some fucking tea and just sat there, and I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna go bowl. Like, this is, I can't do anything anyway. I'm not trying to see him like this. That's fine. Because I think the last time I saw him was when I was picking him up off the floor, putting him back in the chair.
Yeah, I remember you telling us about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's, other than him laying in his bed and just sitting there on the laptop, that's about it. Because he couldn't do anything, so. Well, like I said, as shitty as it is, like, he really, honestly, just is, because he's actually at peace and not suffering. Which I think that's my dad. That was his post.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna look at it, but that was, like I said, it was like, even on your phone, it was probably like that long.
Yeah, I think you sent me the screenshot, and I was like,
yeah. I forgot I did that. So yeah, I was just like, well, I really don't even need to post anything, because I'm not gonna beat that. Granted, I couldn't anyway. I don't remember what I put in my post. It was just like, yeah, it's Sunday. I've been trying. I get two sentences and then I can't read my fucking screen.
That's basically how yours went.
Do the best you can. It's all you can do.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, podcast, let's do this.
So yeah. So now that's why we're taking it. It just seems fitting to end it.
And then just roll into the next year like, all right.
We basically opened it like, so how's your brother?
Yeah, I was going to say, because you mentioned December, and I'm like, well, this will technically be posted fucking second of December. So,
yep.
One full year, one chapter. All right. moving past it. We're moving on.
So, listen, motherfucker, if you can hear us, you did it. You rounded out a podcast season, and you're a hell of a bowler.
Hell of a bowler.
Mr. Lights just flicker. Like, okay, fuck.
All right, he heard. All right.
Also, if it lightens the mood for anybody, I got a lot of fucking work to do, too. Like, new theme, new banners and shit. I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, that was like the other half of the...
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to make a new season. We both went,
yeah, whatever. To a much lesser extent, but yeah.
Yeah, because that's the ball, that paradigm that I've been sitting on forever, the red one that I've had for like 7 years now. I got that drilled up and had a weed hopper put on it, because that's what my old high school coach
put me in, coach.
That's what he called him, so I just had that put on there. So that's when I went and picked it up on Wednesday. I was just talking to him, like, yeah, if this ball just shatters immediately the first time I throw it, it's like, all right. Fuck it. Too far. Understood.
Okay, a bowling ball.
I cared too much. We're talking about
a bowling ball. Okay. Because you said it, I'm like, yeah.
Just nodding, like, what are we talking about? Man, I forgot that he is not in bowling culture like we like grew up with.
You just said a random word. I got my ball
drilled, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
No, he just said
what, the paradigm?
Yeah,
everyone listening is like, ah, yes, the paradigm.
I've got this paradigm I'm sitting on. I'm like, sure. And the whole time I'm like, right. What the fuck is he talking about?
That's a couch, you idiot.
He got it drilled out? What? What the fuck are we talking about here? Just like, yeah.
Paradigm's all right. Right. A nice right. Big word.
What you said, right, yeah.
I'm just rolling with it. It's fine.
It's all right. It's all good.
It's like a fucking...
It's me spoofy, in life.
A spoofy moment. She's like, oh, he means a bowling ball. Oh, my God.
That's
now it all makes sense.
All the mental processes just all at once flood into your head like... That's what he meant. Okay, keep nodding. Yes, don't let them see this.
Those are fascinating moments. Like, I mean, and I'm dumb. Like, I'm really dumb. So, like, there are words that I've heard my entire life that I've never quite known the meaning to. And every now and again, one of them just makes sense. Or, like, a turn of phrase will just make sense. And I'm like, oh.
You have to sit there for a minute, like, holy shit. Try to think of every time it's ever.
Yeah, it makes so much sense now. Oh, fuck. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I was trying to think of, like, words where, like, I've used them, and you're like, all right, you use that word a lot, what the fuck does it mean? And I'm like,
or like,
it's the vocab word of the month, my brain is stuck on it. And also, I can't describe it not within a
sentence.
Where do you get your...
You have an app for that?
No, my brain just does that. Like, I'll just have a turn of phrase or a couple of words or, like, a word that I'll just, like, keep putting into sentences that don't even make any sense for, like, a month or two. And okay. Then somebody will be like, you keep saying that. And I'm like...
Yes.
You're right, and then I'll move on to something else because my brain's like...
Someone finally called you, your brain's like, oh, fuck, all right.
All right, we even...
They're like, on to me. Abort!
I realized the other day I just keep, like, obnoxiously exclaiming, boy, howdy, really sarcastically.
Boy, howdy.
In the middle of sentences, and I'm like, why am I doing that? I'm like, yeah, they thought this, but boy, howdy, were they wrong? And I'm like, what? What, brain? Why? It's like, It's the one time that I've noticed it happening in something where I'm like, it's not anything I'd say. What movie, TV show, who fucking put it in my head?
I blame Aaron because I don't know how many times this week I said, what the hey? Like, exactly like that. In my head, hey. Out loud, just him, just hey. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's why? It's just awful. Say it.
I feel like, oh Jesus.
Nailed enough.
I feel like I watched oh, just enough of that fucking... Little Miss Fortune game that I'm gonna start saying like creepy,
a sly little niña.
I'm a little niña.
I'm a niña.
I seen in the niña movies. Sometimes they come behind him and they kill him.
Yeah,
it's a fucking adorable.
It's
game.
I showed him it hurts. Like 2 minutes it hurts. And I just watched his face like, oh god.
Like, no, nope. don't do this to us.
I will attach myself to this like it's the most important thing in my life for as long as I'm paying attention to it.
Hello? All these plushies?
All these plushies. This is my best friend. And also, this is my best friend.
He's also a Nina. We are Nina warriors.
It's so funny because it's like a Swedish, Italian, Parisian, Mexican accent. Like, it just swings wildly for the fences.
There's tildes everywhere.
I was trying to figure out how to spell Nina without, like, fucking up the... I was like, because he was like, use the tilde, and I was like, no, because the tilde above the N is the J, so I'd have to spell it Nina with it. Yeah, it was a whole thing, because I wanted to type Yonk Yonk Am Nina and send it to Jacksepticeye on
the Twitter. The accent on Nina got highs and lows, just like the many flavors you'll find at Olive Garden's Endless Pasta Bowls. Back for limit time only.
There's him over here just no-selling it. Like, no,
right. That bit just went bam right in the door.
It was like, you know that fucking story they tell on Comedy Button all the time about Ryan Scott eating shit trying to jump over the barrier at IKEA, the turnstile?
Oh, yeah.
That was basically me. That's basically what just happened. Watch this. Bam.
Check this shit out. This
will be super funny. Crickets. I'm surprised I don't have any crickets on the board.
Didn't you at some point?
No.
No. Usually the... got used instead of crickets because I don't know.
Well, because it makes me laugh every fucking time I
yeah, there's
it.
That. So, like, so that's cheating at getting you to laugh at something.
I don't have the O on this board.
Rude.
For some reason.
But you know what you do have.
It's very weird. Oh, yeah, I do. Somewhere. I still don't know where all this shit is.
Are they still get out of
a little bit of the bubbly?
It's hard.
So okay. I wanted you to click that for a reason because we were starting to quiet down, and B, bro, we are about to own.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
Because well, we were at AEW Dynamite this week in Chicago with Steve, fuck Steve, and
fuck
Shane.
You, Steve.
What's up, gaming casual? We had a good fucking time. And also, Chris Jericho, at the Celebration of Les Champions, announced that he was releasing a sparkling wine.
A little bit of the bubbly!
In a limited release, to which Shane and I both whipped out our phones, because he's like, available now at alittlebitofthebubbly.com, and the audience just stopped collectively, and was like, so my phone! Which is probably why, because all these people online that have reviewed the episode are like, the Jericho segment really fell flat. And I'm like, because we all were going to a dead website, desperately reloading it. Like, just let me buy the... What? Oh, yeah, so very funny.
Yes, anyway, good job. Cheerio.
Reload! I want the fucking wine!
Too bad.
Yeah,
Well, and then at one point, Shane was like, I can't, it's gone. I can't get it. I can't fucking do it. And then, like, 40 minutes later, was like, got it. Yeah. Like, you, this whole time. Like,
no, he gave up because it gave a sold out message, but apparently that was just, like, a fucking error in the website where, like, all the code fucked up. I don't know what happened, but we were on the our wrestling group chat, and we're like, it fucking sold out. Come on, man. I'm at the event. They announced it. It's not fair. I need it. And then our buddy Canadian Shane was like, says it's available right now. I can't order it because having it shipped to Canada is like twice the price of the fucking two bottles anyway, so I'm not doing that. And Shane was like, and then he missed an entire match. Like I need it. I need it. I need everyone's in a while elbowing me like, we've made it one step closer. And I'm like, yes, it says quantity one now. And he's like, you have no idea how much effort it took me to get to that.
It's crazy.
Shit is wild.
And also, we got to see Cody, and we saw Kenny versus a bastard.
The bastard.
Sorry. The bastard!
Well, it depends on in what context you're speaking of him. Because if he's walking into the ring and you're saying, he is a bastard.
Yeah, I was more going
but
for...
But he's like, the bastard
of Justin the Roberts. Roberts. Roberts?
The bastard.
I'm not trying to be Justin Roberts right now. I've never heard the beginning of an X take so long.
Are you sure about that?
Well, yes. Other instances in which Justin Roberts has been announcing anybody. Yeah. But so we got to see that. And honestly, I don't remember much else. We saw the best friends. We saw Orange Cassidy dressed as a turkey.
We blacked out.
It was a lackluster episode. It was just
it
like...
It kind of was.
They just paraded everybody you wanted to see out. And you're like... Thank you. Thank you very much for that. And they're like, here's the best friends. And you're like, does that mean Orange Cassidy? Oh, he's a turkey. Hooray. He's a turkey. And, you know, at some point we saw Luchasaurus and we're like, he's a fucking dinosaur. Really, the best part of the show was after it went off the air. We recorded AEW Dark for next week. And then they came out and was like, who wants some free merch? And Cody actually like a 12-year-old. Like,
me, yes.
Yeah. Hi. It turned out somebody from Pro Wrestling Tees quote snuck in a t-shirt cannon. Now imagine Jungle Boy on Luchasaurus's shoulders. Wow, I didn't think that'd be so hard to say. With a t-shirt cannon. Because they decided the upper deck needed some free merch.
Well, yeah. God damn it, we do.
Yeah.
We don't ever get any free merch.
They went running down the stairs, but the Sears Center seating in the upper deck and stairs is like...
It's at an incline, which is very uncomfortable.
If you, like, slip at all, you are all the way down and over the edge. That's it. You're done. So I'm, like, terrified both times that we went. And they went running down the stairs when they saw the t-shirt can, and a bunch of other people went, and I just kind of just backed up and was like, I hope they can reach the back. Because I took two steps down those stairs and went, I know me. I'll get too excited, and I'll die for a t-shirt.
Okay. Is that a problem?
And then
only because Luchasaurus is going to be local this next Saturday, and I get to touch him. So... I want to touch a fucking dinosaur.
Well, who doesn't?
I've been telling everybody this. I'm like, people that only know of Luchasaurus through my not stopping talking about it. I'm like, would you like to meet a dinosaur? And they're like, what?
Fucking AJ at Thanksgiving was like, you can't just say that. You can't just have a sentence like that randomly. You want to meet a fucking dinosaur?
Well, yeah, I want to meet a dinosaur.
Are you fucking stupid, Dr. Grant? Yes.
Correct.
Of course.
Obviously.
I do.
How do I get to meet a dinosaur?
Life
money
finds a way.
I was just like, you have to go to a wrestling show, and he's like, he's at a wrestling show?
Yeah, he wrestles.
Weird.
He's a lucha. And then my brother, who vaguely keeps up with wrestling but hasn't caught up since AEW, went, wait. Luchasaurus, as in, you're telling me a large man that can do lucha moves, and I immediately was like, hang on.
She's like, you're like, all right.
He's like 6 foot 14 and shit. He's really
like,
tall.
I was like, he's like 6 foot four, maybe 6 foot five, and he just interrupts and does lucha shit, and I was like, yes, yeah. He's a dinosaur. And he's like, that does not explain. Yes, it does. He's a dinosaur.
If you were in the know, it would.
Everything nerd. He does is like,
yeah. Here's you with your finger far from the pulse, jammed straight up your ass.
Can you pour Would you like a chocolate pretzel?
Would you like a chocolate-covered pretzel?
Why, yes.
Seriously, you can wash his hands. It doesn't matter how many times you wash your hands. That stink's going to stay on there for at least 3 or 4 days. Meanwhile, he's got to explain to his family why he can't wipe his ass properly.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight...
Tonight!
Like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing, listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from Movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I am Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
I'm offended.
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
Whistle to be merry. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh, also, because Anton mentioned our Thanksgiving. I gotta say, every once in a while I take a step back from my family and listen to what we say at Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, turkey and stuff. And stuffing. Yeah.
I'm gonna make this face the entire time you explain what happened.
My family is a trip. Luckily, it's like funny because we're self-aware of how like fucking trashy and stupid we are.
Funny.
Haha. But I get to the house and immediately see my cousin who almost died at Lollapalooza. Like, was found on her hotel floor, had to have her stomach pumped, and her parents made her delete her Facebook. Like, yeah, I see her and she's just in a fur coat holding a Four Loko. And I'm just like, hey, congrats on still being alive. And she went, oh my god, thank you. Thank you so much. I did it. I really did it.
It was pretty funny.
And I was like, and like, also,
I did it. Goals, right?
Yeah. Hashtag goals.
Show sucked.
And then, like,
worth it.
Later, my brother was like, what a waste of a ticket. She went, oh, I snuck in. So, like, I didn't waste anything, but the ambulance was a lot of money. It was like, oh my god.
Time, almost your life.
That fucking stomach pumping shit was
and
lit.
She was like, yeah, she was like, I got my stomach pumped, lived. And my stomach was like, yo, we can do it again. And it was like, fuck. Literally the kids' table at some point, just for the fun of it, and because we were already being stared at by the adults' table, which was just the millennials versus the boomers at this point. I just kind of looked at the table and went, hands up if you've almost died. And everybody just kind of, hi.
Everyone, like, not even embarrassed, just kind of like, well, I guess.
Yeah, and then, like, one of them, I can't remember if it was a brother or one of my cousins was like, does it have to be alcohol-related? And I was like, oh, no. And
no, that was fucking
more hands shut up.
That was me, fool.
Was that you?
It was me.
I thought it was Mikey for some reason.
You're a fool.
Well, yeah, obviously. Did you just hear the rest of that story?
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
I am. I know. Thank you.
We all are. Let's be honest.
It was me, dog. Because I almost drowned. We talked about that.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to know if it had to be alcohol-related. I don't think I've ever actually almost died from an alcohol-related thing. I've just thought I was going to die. There have been a couple nights I've been, like, I'm sitting on the bed. I'm trying to eat that cheeseburger from McDonald's that, yes, I did drive out of my way to go get and should not have.
Yeah.
Just really looking at it. But I can't sit up. Because if I do, I'm drowning in the room. It's just too much. Malibu. Yeah. Dude, fucking Malibu. That's why I'm like, oh, Malibu.
This is why I don't do vodka Red Bull. I've already warned friends I've gone out drinking with. Red Bull. I'm like, if it is past midnight and I order a vodka Red Bull, you take it away, you make my make me close my tab, and you take me for food. Because if I'm ordering vodka Red Bull, I'm drunk enough to think that will sober me up.
I got nothing left to lose. I got nowhere else to go.
Yeah, like, I've realized that drunk me somehow thinks a vodka Red Bull will sober me up and straighten me out. Like, I'll still be drinking, so that's fun. But the Red Bull will fix that I'm way too drunk right now. And when drunk me somehow gets to that logic, sober me kind of comes to the background of the brain being like, no.
Just eventually wind up being the meme of the guy just blinking like, excuse me?
Apparently that's from Dexter. I don't remember that being from Dexter.
I never watched that show, so...
I don't remember that. I'm sure somebody in the group will answer it for me.
I bet it's Thank Renata. Thank
you, by the way, to anybody in the group that does listen and then just answers the question, because forget.
We got like four answers to what a royal cape is, so thanks for all four answers.
Yeah, you know what? Cool. I'm not going to read it. It's there. Just go join the Facebook group, and you can read it too.
You guys get to read the drinking rules. We do not.
Yeah, we do not.
Which every fucking hilarious. Time, I'm like, nope. Yep. I scroll right past.
Like, we have to leave it. Because I thought about pinning your post about the hiatus, but I was like, we will lose the drinking rules. That post is so old. If I pin something else, I'm going to be like,
oh, yeah, no.
Bye, drinking game.
No, nothing can ever. Ever be pinned ever again.
Yeah, because there's no, like.
Because I can't open it to copy it save it. So, like.
And, like, there's also no, like, notes section in a group. Like, I guess we could put it in the group rules.
I mean,
she could, like.
But then we'd have to put Linda with mod privileges to change the rules, to just put the drinking game in the group rules, which would be very confusing for anybody freshly joining the group.
Oh, yeah.
Like, these are the Facebook literally the group only rules.
what are these rules for?
Will I be banned from the group if I don't drink? That just, seems no, like there's a no lot actual, of drinking.
Like, I don't even have,
I listen
like,
to this while driving.
I don't even have, like, be nice to each other. No hate speech. It's just immediately like drinking rules. Drink every time when. Everybody's like, oh, it's like that? It's that kind of show?
Correct.
I mean, no, it's not. Oh. It is.
No, it's just.
It is.
Came.
Yeah, it's. You let it evolve.
We kind of just let it, yeah. It's like me with Hobbs. It kind of just turned into a thing.
I mean, yeah, I've never been like, no.
Many a thing that just turned into a thing.
No fun interactions with the show. Don't drink. Don't do that.
Why would you do that?
That's irresponsible. Silly.
If you've got one kidney, yeah.
Yeah. Can I have some more whiskey, please?
Sure.
Followed immediately.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Fuck it. We're doing it live. I still don't have my air horn back.
I'm sorry.
She has a foghorn.
Dude. Do I?
And then the leg horn.
This will be published before. Yeah, this will be published before Blizzard Ball. I'm stupid.
I don't have my air horn. That makes me sad.
Because, like, I kind of bragged about how we're going to meet this dinosaur, but, like, I want to reiterate.
Yeah, we're gonna
I'm going to meet this dinosaur.
We're
going to
meet a dinosaur.
Yeah, Waukesha. I've heard that too many times, like, actually.
Probably from me.
Waukesha. No, I mean, like, newscasts.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah, Waukesha. That's when it hurts. And like, in Waukesha. And I'm like,
but you're here.
And then they say Racine, and I go, anyway.
Burla.
That's how the GPS says
exit
it.
Onto Burla Street.
And like
they've got that Google's
sounds like
done
a, that
shit.
Sounds like a middle aged sassy black lady. No matter how many times I hear my GPS Burla. Say Burla, like, hey Burla.
That reminds me of
Burla Street.
Driving to Oak Creek, but that's in the classified section of this discussion. Just remind me to revisit that. Because it's funny.
Well, were we not on the air?
Sure.
No. Oh. I don't know if that's what you were alluding to.
You said it was classified, so. Yeah.
So go to the Patreon and you can hear the story.
Who else are we all meeting at Blizzard Brawl? Marco?
Marco Stunt, Tommy
the Incredible
Dreamer
Tiny
is
Man.
Back. Al Snow is back. Because
Al
of course,
Snow
is Al
always
Snow
there.
Is back.
It's so weird to think that, like, Al Snow is actually, like, BFFs with the dude who runs this company. Hang on. I've got the actual event
posting. Yeah, and I fucked up because I saw David Hero in Pig and Save that one day, and I didn't say hi to him. I was like, I should just go and be, like, just nonchalantly, like motherfuckers do to me all the goddamn time, and be like, David, how are you? And
he'd
be
local
like,
legend.
Who the fuck are you? And I'll be like, local legend. Hi, local legend Anton Wicklin here. Maybe you've heard of me? Chocolate Factory?
Oh,
no?
Good. We'll get another free
his eyes go wide.
Off
Holy
his
shit.
T-shirt.
Fuck yeah. But yeah, I fucked it, man. I had an in.
You fucked it?
I fucked it. I had an in, and yeah. I just fucked it.
So, our main event is AEW Sean Spears versus, I'm gonna fuck up the pronunciation, Sepha Fatu, vaguely related to The Rock. I've decided that there's exactly one Samoan family that wrestles. Anyway.
Ever. One Samoan family ever.
With yeah. his father, Rikishi. So, like, bro.
Rikishi.
AEW's Luchasaurus team versus MLW's Davey Boy Smith Jr. team, which Davey Boy Smith, I believe you have a shirt of. From your grab box.
No. I got British Bulldog, Chris Castro, and Itami? No. Fuck. New Japan guy. I can't think of his name right now.
Yes.
And did you buy the socks? And what, also, British Bulldog is Davey Boy Smith.
Okay.
Well, so, there, I went. Fucking, I had to double check.
No,
so, like,
I have a British Bulldog shirt. I do not have a Davey Boy Smith shirt. I will maintain.
It'd be hilarious if it actually said that.
And then our ladies' title match, former WWE Diva champ Melina. I don't remember if you knew her or not.
Yeah, she's the one that wears the red, the red, and she's got the weird mouth. Just the size.
Attitude Era in a nutshell.
Melina. It was a Mortal Kombat. Right?
Yeah, I know.
He got it.
I'm sitting over here grinning like a dumbass.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to see if I could kayfabe
no
my way
that,
through but... it. But her versus ODB.
Isn't he dead?
Wrong ODB.
Oh.
You're talking the former WWE diva.
Dirty.
Who, yeah, she likes to grab her own tits, and she has a food truck.
Who wouldn't?
I don't know. Look, as an owner of tits, yes.
No.
Yeah.
As an owner of tits, no.
Listen.
I'm going to pass on
that's
that.
That's more classified information.
Demoralizing myself. Just, ugh.
Just own it.
Just oof.
No. And we also get to see Marco Stunt and Cal Hero, as in David's son.
Right.
Which is weird, because a lot of kids I worked at Chocolate Factory with went to school with him, so when, like, they asked about when
She's
I was
like, can
talking
you give
about
him my
wrestling.
Number?
No, like, I've known Cal since he was a tiny little. It's just weird, because, like, one of the kids is like, oh, yeah, I hang out with him all the time. His dad brings weird people over a lot, and I'm like...
yeah, I would imagine.
Like, weird people, like, people who are somebody I want to meet, probably. You fucking rich little shit.
Yeah, what a prick.
Marco Stunt and Cal Hero versus Hornswoggle and Nick Colucci. Al Snow versus Tommy Dreamer, which I'll be honest, sounds...
Nick Colucci.
Yeah. Al Snow versus Tommy Dreamer just sounds like watching two old guys try real hard.
Just spend all day in the kitchen making
just
a nice
playing
sauce.
Playing Parcheesi in the middle of the ring.
Put on this Colucci. It's kolachi with tomato sauce.
You're still running with this, huh?
Kolachi. It's fun to say. Try it once.
No.
Throw a weird accent on it. Mancala. Kolachi. Mancala.
They should be playing Mancala, not Bracisi.
And the rest are names you're not going to know. I've vaguely heard of, and they're the opening matches. And probably names where if Justin actually listened to our podcast, he'd get mad at me for not announcing.
But he doesn't.
No.
Because he's a fuck.
The Undertaker.
That's okay. I didn't watch his live wrestling event either.
Oh. Ooh, shit, dog. Shots fucking there fired. It is. Yeah, it's going down.
We managed to wake up Steve's phone talking about OK Boomer.
When it OK Google?
Yeah, I thought we said OK Google. He was listening to us. I mean, literally just now in the podcast group.
That's awesome. OK Boomer? Order 500 plastic straws off of Amazon.
See, this is why our Google Home isn't fucking set up. Because, like, it will just do awful things all the time.
Order stamps.
Oh, God.
8,000 stamps. No, I sent 8,000 tramps.
Same thing.
Gypsies and thieves. I sent play gypsies, tramps, and thieves by Cher. No. Why?
Don't worry about it.
This shit scares me. It will one day. We're going to get it plugged in, and it's just going to think that I'm like, order this. Or I'm just going to say, well, I was thinking about ordering this.
I mean, it'll at least go badoop and ask you if you're sure first. So
yeah, but if I can't hear it and I'm being exceptionally loud in another room,
it just rolls with it and learns to just accept it.
All it takes is one asshole like Mike to show up and to just say it around the thing, and suddenly I've ordered some shit that I don't want.
It was like when E3 announced that the Xbox One was gonna let you go, good night Xbox, and it would shut off, and I immediately looked at my brother and he was like, I fucking swear to God. Like, this was like 2 years before the Xbox One came out, and they're like, you'll be able to talk to it, what just like sad, any of your Alexa devices.
Feature.
That's yeah, like and that when just, people would change their gamer tags to like Xbox off or dumb shit like that.
Yeah. And it took all of like half a second before they announced that, and my brother was like, this is like, wait, no, it was the 360 maybe. I don't remember.
It's probably the one.
It was probably the one, but I know they announced it. Yeah, they announced it so many years before it actually came out, which, you know, as they do with E3 these days, which is weird.
In 15 years, Elder Scrolls 6, enjoy.
Yeah. Like, hey, it's going to be in the same fucking engine as Skyrim. And they're like,
you're welcome.
We'll have this thing later.
We're going to port it to the N64.
Yeah, but I was dying laughing when they announced that immediately, without saying anything. I just started laughing as soon as they showed a kid, like, good night, Xbox, and it sounded like good night, Neverland, and it went to sleep, and I was like, and my brother was like, no, you wouldn't.
Excuse you, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I was like, do you even know me? Are you kidding me? That would be my hobby. I would just come home from work, walk past your room at like fucking 2 in the morning when I get home from work, and be like, good night, Xbox, and then leave. And just watch you be like, yo, what the fuck? And me be like, don't blame me, blame the system. I don't know, man.
Or just turn it on at like whenever 4 the fuck in you wake up.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Xbox.
Got a smiley face on it. Oh, yeah, awesome. Oh, shit. Now I'm just on because I'm dumb. I can't turn myself off unless I'm fucked up.
It still weirds me out enough that, like, I finally
Myself off. Fuck. I haven't even taken the damn thing yet.
If I'm on for more than 4 hours, I can't call a physician because I'm
a problem.
I'm a fucking device, not a person.
I gotta call a doctor.
Gotta call Moss.
Natalie Hard.
Do you remember my old phone when it would randomly just be
Mr.
like...
Come, Mr. Tally, man. Tally me, banana. I don't know. Sorry.
You good?
Yeah, Tito.
Word diarrhea. It's fine.
My old phone, you remember when it used to do the weirdest thing in technology? It would just be like... The whole screen would just be like, the device cannot be trusted, and it would just shut off. And I would just sit there like...
Are we in the Matrix right now? Like,
how can it not be trusted exactly? What is?
Don't worry about it.
And then it would just turn back on and act like nothing happened, and I'd just be like, oh, okay.
Just ate shit.
Yeah, it was just like, no! And it shuts off, and I'm like, what do you mean it can't be trusted? Because, like, none of my shit got hacked. And it didn't act all that weird. It was just an old phone, so it'd be slow.
It was just dumb. It, like,
yeah, and, like every
slowly
once
peeking
in a
his head out of the shell. Don't like. Nope.
It'd be like trying to load a GIF, and it'd be like, device cannot be trusted. Will shut down. I'm like, okay, take a nap then. I'm
you
sorry.
You sleep it off, bro. It's fine.
Okay.
GIFs should not be that hard. That's weird. Wasn't trying to load a game. I mean, sorry. Which now I'm playing Fallout Shelter because I finally have a phone that can play that goddamn game.
Got him.
Yeah, no, they got me.
Got him for years. The entirety of our relationship. She's like, why do you play mobile games? I'm like, because it's games I can play, you know, anywhere. She's like, but they're dumb. I'm like, okay. It's just something I can open for like 10 minutes and be like, I'm done with you now. I literally had 8.5 minutes I needed to kill.
Fallout Shelter has become like a waiting room in my hand. I open it and I'm like, oh, right. And then I click like 17 buttons and then there's nothing I can actively do. So I just turn the phone back off. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's why you need to have a collection of, I don't know, 13 to 45 games that all make you wait and you stagger their start time by like an hour.
See, that's what I was trying to say before. Like, it doesn't stagger your start time. It just makes it literally impossible to be good at the game unless you spend money.
No,
which instead I'm like, I log in and I'm like, oh, right, electricity's probably nice for them.
Are we talking about an EA
game
now?
Water is good and...
I was just saying that she needs to have way too many of these games.
No.
So that you can stagger the start of them by like an hour each. So you always have a game ready to go no matter what. You just have to keep that schedule.
No, this game's always ready to go.
Because you miss one day, you're fucked.
I can literally like unlock my screen, open it, update all the fucking resources, lock it, come back, and somehow they're all there again.
That's how games work. Clickers.
They're just there.
Yeah, they're just there. I fucking already said it, and I was like, this game's gonna turn into Cookie Clicker, and it did. It was just like, you ignore it for a while, you open it, there's like 10 things to click, and then you walk away again, and you're like, what a fun game.
Love it.
Granted, Cookie Clicker started with going click, 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 until my entire hand hurt, and I was like, why am I playing this? And then be like, hey, do you want an auto clicker? And I'd be like, oh!
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Game, it's a game where I don't even have to do the one thing I was tasked with doing. Yeah. Clicking.
And then it's like, do you want to not actually play the game? And I'm like,
sure.
Yes.
Fuck
I will
yeah,
download
dude.
This never-ending movie that you have called a game. Absolutely.
And then every once in a while, I'll be like, do you want to upgrade? I'm like, yeah. And then it's like, do you want grandmas
give
to
you
make
the
your
illusion
cookies?
Of progress
and I'm like,
to,
I would
to keep
love
you around.
Grandmas to make my cookies. But eventually the grandmas turned into aliens, and I opened a black hole, and I had to keep the aliens at bay with cookies, and like the game got really fucked up at some point. I let it autoplay for long enough, and the best part was is when I realized like how fucked up it got and how easy it was to just kind of play it, I just walked into my dad's room one day when he was playing a browser game and was like, dad, like a fucking 12-year-old, dad, stop playing fucking video poker and listen to me.
I'm about
go to cookieclicker.com.
Fuck.
And he was like, what? And I'm like, trust me. And he opened
and
it.
He's
and he's
still
was like,
playing it to this day.
He was like, click. Oh, I made a cookie. And I was like, yeah, see ya.
Very neat, right? Anyway, don't talk to me ever again. Until you're level 8,000.
So you've made 18 billion cookies a second. Don't talk to me. It took me 3 months to get to that point.
It's too many cookies.
And also, on that note, I opened this damn game just for fun, and this is what it looks like right now.
I'll bet you just it looks everything. Like a game. Does it look like this is great content for radio?
It's just like, hey, like, four people have babies right now, everything's falling apart.
All of your resources need to be claimed.
Yeah, like, you have to claim all your resources right now. People are dying, and I'm like, that's cool, and then
that's
I just close
new.
In.
That's nothing new.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I stopped playing that game, because the death claw broke it, and I'm like, all right. That's a wrap on that. Thanks.
you open the game and every time it's like, your vault happiness is at 11%. You're like, that seems to be their problem. They can't stop fucking.
That's pretty fucking high.
And if they don't stop fucking, there's going to be more people here. And they don't seem to understand that more people means less food. So that's a them problem.
Correct.
So that's the end of the season. We hope you are as riveted as I am.
We just stumbled into it.
I hope you are as rocked emotionally.
Wildly conscious.
Wildly conscious. Just flossing like a madman. Because I know I am.
I can tell. I can
barely sit in my seat right now.
The one time that somebody talks about something he doesn't care about.
The one time? That's the end of the season, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you for being here for the last year. Hi, welcome. We'll see you next year if you're just tuning in. I think that's pretty much it, man. You'll get a Christmas special and then New Year stuff.
It'll be fun. Have you decided when we're coming back, sire?
Yeah, the new year. So, okay, fine. If you want specifics, if you would like the listeners to get specifics.
I would, because the new year.
This thing, we're January. Okay, so the 4th is the first Saturday of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be back the 5th.
Okay.
January 5th.
Okay.
If you don't pay us. If you do pay us, we'll be back January 4th. I mean, technically, we'll be back December 25th, but I already said that.
Yeah.
So now they're just getting repeat information. Jovi, I don't know why you're dragging the show on longer than it needs to be. You could really just...
Fuck off. Bye.
All right. Yeah. Fuck off, guys. That's
not exactly, but yeah, it'll work.
I mean, it's kind of appropriate.
It's close.
They'll find out.
That's kind of where I was going.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Christmas. Bye, be nice, guys.
Bye, be nice, guys.
Cool. That's the new shirt.
Click.
I like it. Christopher Lambert here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Discount Podcast. If you like this show, tell a friend about us and be sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you are listening on. It's the best way to help the show be found. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and join the discussion group at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast. You can find us on Twitter at discountpodcast. And Anton is at greasewhistle. There can only be one. If you want to support the show even further, they have merch at discountpodcast.com, or you can go to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just a few bucks a month, you can get extra bonus content, movie commentaries, Mortal Kombat, and ad-free versions of every episode. Good night, NPCs, and thank you.
Ready? Here we go! Hey! Hey, buddy! Guess what? Got a fun message for you! Hey, dude! Listen up! This is important, and it's from you-know-who, me! First you take a G, then an O, then an F, then you're gonna need a U and a C-K-Y or so!
Yay! G-O-F-U-C-K-Y-O-U-R-S-L!
That's an awful lot of letters, gee, I wonder what it spells!
G-O-F-U-C-K-Y-O-U-R-S-L!
Wishing you and all your family some good and happy health? No! Did you get the message? Have you cracked the code? Do you know which self you ought to fuck and where you have to go?
That's right!
I'm pretty sure you get it, a big smart guy like you. The time is drawing nearer, so you know just what to do! Okay, everyone, here we go! Are you all ready? Let's hear it!
All right, it's that time of the show. We got to throw out some thank yous to our Patreons that back us at our bonus nachos level. That's Mr. Shane, Mr. Travis, and Mr. Charlie. Thanks for your patronage, guys.